Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to elevate the great with Christy Kennedy, women's worth and wellness expert, a visionary leader who turned a pink slip into queenfidence, delivering high-caliber queenversations with trailblazing catalysts of transformation. Always remember, no one is you, and that is your power.
It's a good day to elevate to great. I'm so excited about what we're going to experience on today. I have a wonderful guest with us, and we'll be talking about the secret power of Pinterest. So there's new sights to be seen today, new heights to reach, and new expectations to exceed. Rachel Nunn is a Pinterest strategist who used Pinterest to generate over 20,000 free leads in her business. Her Pinterest account gets over 1 million monthly viewers and has increased her blog traffic by 34,000 per month. She went from being on food stamps with a negative $400 in her checking account to multiple six figures in her online business. It's now her mission to share her pending secret with other female entrepreneurs so they can monetize their passion and live out their purpose. I'm so excited about this empowering queenversation with you, Rachel. How are you doing on today?
I am so good. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, we are absolutely honored to have you. Thank you so much for sharing your brilliance with us on today. And one thing that was really unique and interesting about you in your bio that you live in Kenya, you met your husband in Senegal, got married in Morocco, and now living in France. How exciting is that?
It's so much fun. I absolutely love it.
You are really an inspiration to us dreamers, visionaries, entrepreneurs, innovators of what's possible. And I always like to start with a heart-to-heart question. And for you today, can you just paint the picture for our listeners so they can see what's possible when you believe and when you do and you make it happen? Talk to us about that pivotal moment where you were at your personal crossroads and you said, I must do something radically different if I'm going to get unstuck and out of this rut from going from negative 400 to multiple six figures. What would you say was that pivotal moment for you?
I remember it like it was yesterday. So the only job I could find was cleaning equipment at our local gym for minimum wage. And keep in mind, I have my master's from the number one program in the country in social work. And so I was at the local gym cleaning equipment. I had a brand new baby, and so I had to be away from my baby. I was making like $700 a month. And I was just like, I felt like heartbroken and ashamed. And I was like, I know there's supposed to be more for me out there. I know there's something bigger than what I'm supposed to be doing. And it was like right around that time, I saw somebody that I was following on social media coming out with a new training. And it was one of those moments where I just had this feeling in my gut that it was something that I had to do. And the only problem was it was $450 a month with a 6-month minimum. And I was like, that might as well have been like $1 million for us. That was so much money. But I just remember going to my husband, I was crying, like I had tears running down my face. And I was like, I just feel like I have to do this training. And he said, go for it. And it was that training that completely catapulted my social media presence. Now I have over 100,000 people that I'm connected with on social media. And it was that investment in myself that changed everything.
Wow. And we can see the power of even investing in coaching, investing in your future. And you are willing to take a risk on you. And I just absolutely love that because that's where it starts.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. So we're all going to jump into the secrets that you have in your heart, in your mind, that you'd like to share with our audience today. So for those that have never been to Pinterest, I have 4 pins up there, so I'm really curious.
We're going to work on you.
Yes. I'm like, okay, I've been missing out on something here. So tell us, why should we focus on Pinterest for our business in the first place?
So many reasons. Well, first of all, back to my story, I built a massive social media following. I have over 50,000 fans on Facebook, 20,000 on Instagram, and it used to work like magic. Like Facebook and Instagram were so easy, but then the algorithm shifted. And I was not about to go back to work. Like, the things that used to work really well for me did not. And so I'm like, I have to find another strategy. This is not working anymore. And so I just started creating blog content and posting stuff on Pinterest. And it wasn't this huge strategy. But after a couple of months, I started noticing my blog traffic pick up. And I was like, where are all these people coming from? Like, is Facebook working again or what's happening? And I checked my Google Analytics and I noticed that I had 34,000 people visiting my blog every single month from Pinterest. And I was just like shocked, mind blown. My email list is growing like crazy. I started making sales. Like, it was just shocking. And so one of the things that I would tell people is Pinterest is a long-term strategy. And so think about when you post on Facebook and Instagram, if people actually see your post, it disappears within 24 to 48 hours, right? Pinterest is actually going to be working for you over time. So I have stuff that I pinned 3 to 4 years ago that still brings traffic to my blog.
Wow. That's powerful.
Like, let that sink in. Like, you do that blog post once, and if you do it the right way, you can still bring so much traffic to your blog, and it's free. So you're getting free traffic. You're getting people who actually, like, they're shoppers. People who are on Pinterest, they're usually looking to shop or they're doing research before they buy something, so they're more willing to spend money on something. So you got that whole thing going on. And Pinterest is a search engine. So if you learn anything from me today, keep in mind that Pinterest isn't like your typical social media platform. It's a search engine. Think of it like a visual Google. And if you can understand keywords and keyword strategies, you can dominate your market and show up number one on Pinterest and on Google and bring traffic to your blog from months and years to come.
Honey, I am sold already.
You're like, yep, sign me up.
My goodness. Yeah, I didn't even look at it like that. Wow. And that's why knowledge is so powerful. And then when we put it into practice, it's going to even be more phenomenal. So talk about the keywords. Since you mentioned keywords, you know, why are keywords an essential part of our strategies for the people that have never used a keyword?
Yeah, so keywords are basically, think of, like, you could use the term weight loss. That would just be, like, a typical keyword. And you're thinking of what people are searching for on Pinterest. And so if you go to the Pinterest search bar and you start typing in something, Pinterest has this autofill feature where it'll actually, like, populate keywords. And that's what people are actually searching for. And so what I suggest people do is use a long-tail keyword, which is just several words together as part of their strategy. And so an example would be, instead of me using the keyword weight loss, I would use intermittent fasting for women. So it's a little bit more specific, and it's what people are actually searching for on Pinterest. And so I would use that keyword in the description of the pin when I upload it to Pinterest. I would be talking about intermittent fasting for women. I would actually create a board titled intermittent fasting for women and put it in the board description too. And so keywords are one of those things that we kind of infuse everywhere on Pinterest, and that's what makes you show up.
Okay, I love it. So talk to us, help us understand the boards and how they work. How many boards can we have? Shouldn't we have 5 to 10? You know, educate us on the boards and our board strategy.
So I like to think of the board strategy as, like, what can serve your ideal client. And so all the boards that I've created, it's not like me uploading a bazillion of my own pins. I'm actually sharing other people's pins too. And I think about it, my Pinterest account is, who is my ideal client? They're, you know, a new entrepreneur. How can I serve them? And what are they searching for when they go to Pinterest? And so, yes, I'm a Pinterest strategist and I teach Pinterest, but I know my ideal client is also searching for branding tips or brand photo shoot ideas or how to launch an online course, how to earn money online. So I actually have boards with all those keywords. And so I have a different board for each of those keywords.
Makes sense. I love it.
Yep.
Wow. So for the individual that says, okay, I need a blog and I want to connect my blog, what kind of content are they going to be blogging about? So it's going to be pertaining to their ideal client and everything that their ideal client will be looking for?
Yeah, so you want to be very, very niche down and specific, because when someone from Pinterest, I'll give the example of my fitness business, because I started off in the fitness industry. I used to be just a general health and fitness person, and so I was blogging about all things health and fitness, workouts, and my life. And someone comes from Pinterest, so let's say they saw one of my blog posts about eating keto, which is high-fat, low-carb. they saw that pin, they came to my blog, and it was all just health and fitness, general lifestyle. They'd be like, oh, that's cool, but I'm going back to Pinterest because I really wanted healthy and keto. And so what I noticed was my most popular blog posts were all about eating keto. So I made the switch on my blog to be like the keto expert, and I would talk all about keto, and that was it. And so when someone would come from Pinterest because they saw one of my keto recipes or something like that, they would land on my blog and they'd be like, oh my God, this is everything that I was looking for. This is perfect. And then they would see my free keto meal plan or my free keto challenge, and they would sign up. And that's how literally I still have people signing up for my email list and buying my keto ebook. And I haven't touched that blog since early January of this year.
I love that passive revenue, honey.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, it's all passive. I haven't touched it. But, yeah, you definitely want to make sure your blog focus is very niche down specific. So when someone comes from Pinterest, they're like, oh, this is exactly what I was looking for. This is perfect. And in terms of your blog content, you want it to be like a how-to post, a tutorial, an ultimate guide, something that's teaching somebody something. So I have people that come from Pinterest, they land on my Pinterest blog, and they read the blog post, and it's so helpful, and it's thorough, and it's in-depth, and they think, wow, like, I could have charged her for this. Like, this was so helpful. How else can I learn from this chick? And that's when they sign up to get my freebies, and then they want to buy my stuff, and they want to work with me.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's very, very inspiring. So for the individuals that say, you know, I'm going to give it a go, but can you help me cut my learning curve in half? Let's talk about the mistakes that you see entrepreneurs making on Pinterest that are very common.
One of the most common ones is they don't understand keywords, and so they title their things like things I love, or they'll just upload a pin, but they won't do a pin description that goes with it, and so they don't understand that Pinterest is a search engine. So that would be one of the biggest mistakes that I make. Like, Pinterest is a search engine. I'm going to, like, hammer that home. And so you have to put keywords everywhere. Another mistake that I make is that they're not uploading the right kind of pins that perform well on Pinterest. And so the ones that do really well actually have text on them. And it's very it's specific to what the pin is about. And it tells the pinner what the blog post is about. But it also gives them a little bit of curiosity, so they want to click through and read more about it. And so if you give them all the information right there on the pin, they might repin it, but they're not going to click through. And so you want to, like, spark a little bit of curiosity too within the pin and the pin description, for sure. Another thing that I see is that people are pinning for their own personal benefit and not for their ideal client. So you can still pin stuff for yourself, but you can keep all your personal boards secret. And so I have, like, my vision board on Pinterest, but it's secret, so nobody can see it. So you can still pin for your own personal use. Just make that board secret, and you can do that in the settings. Just edit the settings. And then the last mistake I would say I see all the time is that people aren't creating content on a consistent basis, or their blog isn't optimized for the Pinterest traffic. And so we use Pinterest to build our email list, because when you do this right, you get it. That people will literally be joining your email list on autopilot, where you can market to them in the future. But if they land on your blog from Pinterest and you don't have a place for them to opt in, you've lost a major opportunity. So I see a lot of people just have, like, a subscribe to my blog at, like, the very bottom of their blog or whatever. And first, nobody wants to subscribe to your blog. Second, nobody's going to scroll down and actually see it. So you got to have something, like, smack dab in the middle of their face, where it's like this freebie, it's juicy, it's something that that person is going to want, and that's what's going to make them opt in. It's got to be related to the content, and it's got to be in several different places, so they're not going to miss it. Because if they land on your blog, they read your blog post, but you don't have a very clear space and a call to action for them to opt in, they're just going to go back to Pinterest. So the goal is to get them from Pinterest onto your blog and then get them onto your email list from there.
Wow, that was power packed. Now, look at that, the curiosity.
Yeah.
For those that are writing, you know, we really have to be more intentional. And I love that, piquing their curiosity so they will click. And then once they come to us, making sure that they have an opportunity to sign up and that it is clear, the offer, and that it is related.
Yep.
I know I got to go back and do some more work. I got to tighten up. You know, I have options. that, I think I have too many right now. And so when you said niche down, I'm like, okay, I know I need to get even more focused. So that has helped me,
yeah,
the host, with the most.
Yeah. good. Happy to help.
Yes. So we're down at the 15-minute mark, and I want to let those that are just tuning in that I'm speaking with Rachel Naum. She's a Pinterest strategist, and she is giving our listeners her free Pinterest cheat sheet, and you can find that at rachelnaum.com. That's rachelnaum.com/cheat-sheet, S-H-E-E.
You can,
her podcast is called Cheat Making an Impact. What was that, Rachel?
You can also just, yeah, I said you can also just go to pinwithrachel.com. That's way easier than that URL you just gave. Sorry.
pinwithrachel.com. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Keep it simple, Shirley. Awesome. So we have 14 minutes left, and let's talk about building our email list. You know, how can we use Pinterest to build our email list? We talked just a little bit about it, but can you go into a little more depth on that?
Sure. So one of the ways that I love to do it is with content upgrades. And content upgrades is basically just a freebie that you're offering, but it's very much related to the content that you're teaching in that blog post. So an example would be, I have a blog post all about, it's called The Secret to Using Keywords on Pinterest. And it has been repinned thousands of times. And in that blog post, I'm teaching what are keywords on Pinterest, how should you use keywords on Pinterest, where should you put them. But then I have an upgrade within the post and at the bottom of the post saying, okay, but if you want my worksheet that's going to walk you through step-by-step how to figure out what keywords you should actually use for your account, click here to get it. And so it's upgrading that post. It's very much related to why they came from Pinterest. And it's just like, oh, they read the post, they want to learn more. But, of course, they want it to be personalized for them, so they're going to want to get that worksheet. And so content upgrades work beautifully on Pinterest.
Wow, I love that. That is powerful. Content upgrade. My goodness. So for you, talk to us about some of the things that your daily disciplines, you know, because you mentioned earlier being consistent, you know, for you.
Oh, yeah.
And you even talked about, you know, you haven't touched the blog since January. So talk about your daily disciplines for you as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, for the woman that say, okay, I'm going to step into this new sphere of influence, and I want to dominate, and I want to be successful, and I want to get my email numbers up, all these different things. But what do they really have to do? How are they going to have to show up differently every single day?
For sure. I'm actually doing a blog post right now about, like, my weekly schedule and what I do throughout the week, so that's timely. One of my disciplines is every Monday I write a blog post, and I schedule that time. I set it aside for Monday morning. I don't put anything on my schedule for Monday morning. That's literally my blog post time. And so I have a 2 to 3 hour chunk where I do nothing but write a blog post. So that's one of the most important disciplines that I have every single week. So you don't have to blog every single day. I just recommend every week you create content. And so it's got to be really good, helpful content, and I do that every single Monday morning so it's done. Another one of the disciplines that I have is my morning routine. And so I didn't get to do it today because my kid woke up early and jumped on me earlier than normal. But most of the time I'm really, really good about doing this. And I wake up before everyone else, and I have time to have my coffee in peace, and I read a good book, and I do some meditation and journaling, and actually write down my goals in the first person as if they've already happened. And it's so crazy to go back and look through some of the things that I wrote down because they've happened. And I'm like, oh, holy crap, like that is amazing. And there were things like at the time, they just seemed huge. And I was like, I wrote it down anyways. And that's one of the coolest disciplines I think that I've started several years ago is writing down my goals in the first person every single day. That one is huge. Another one that has nothing to do with business is setting intentional joy goals throughout the week.
Ooh.
And so I'm a very much like a red ruby, very driven personality, and I could work like crazy all the time, which I have in the past, and I actually burnt out and had adrenal fatigue a couple years ago. And so that's when I found Tony Robbins and Danielle LaPorte. Tony Robbins says that success without fulfillment is ultimate failure. And Danielle Laporte talks about setting goals based on how you want to feel. And so this week I set all my goals, but I also set down my intentions of I want to feel joyful and energetic and abundant. Yeah. And what are the things that I can do and put those on my goal list so I can feel that way this week? And so one of my goals is to work out 5 times this week, not because it's going to make me skinny or anything, but because it's going to give me more energy and make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is I'm going to have a massage this week and then hang out with a friend and get a cappuccino. So just like little things that aren't related to business, but will make me a better entrepreneur because they're going to make me happier and more balanced.
Mm. Oh, that's so good. I'm so glad you touched on that, Rachel, because as you know, in our field, it's easy to get burnout. I've been there too. You know, when you first start, you're trying to create something from nothing, and it's usually just you when you first start out. And even as you grow, I'm quite sure you have some new challenges that I like to touch on, but it demands so much just mental energy, physical energy, spiritual energy, emotional energy, and you do have to be at your best so you can perform, you know, optimally. And so, you know, I want to talk about how you transition from, you know, that Rachel, however many years ago that was, where, you know, that bank account was negative 400. So now multiple six figures. What are the challenges for the successful entrepreneur now? So for the woman who's saying, okay, this is where I'm headed and I want to be prepared, what can I expect? What are going to be my new challenges now as a successful woman in business?
Yeah. Well, customer service issues. So making sure, like, you'll grow fast and you'll get more and more customer service issues and emails and all kinds of stuff. So you want to make sure you have people on your team that can take care of that stuff, so you're not bogged down with all those little details. Because it happens quickly. When you have the right strategy, like, your business can grow so fast. So definitely making sure you are prepared and have someone on your team to help you with that kind of stuff. More challenges, I guess, protecting your mindset, because as you grow, you're going to have more critics and you're going to have more people giving you crap. And especially online, people don't have a filter. And so you'll get mean messages and mean comments, and you just have to be prepared to shake it off. I remember when I got my first bad review on my ebook, and like before, or either my ebook or my podcast, I forget. But like before, like, I've gotten so many 5-star reviews and I was just like so happy, and then I got my first negative one. And do you know what I actually did? I actually looked at Tony Robbins and Marie Forleo's Amazon reviews, and I saw the negative ones that they had, and I was like, if even these great people, like, they're going to get,
come
the
on.
Bigger you get, the more critical you get. And I'm like, if I'm not getting criticism, I'm not saying anything good. So that really changed my perspective for sure. Like, be ready for the critics, because they will come the more successful you get, for sure. The last one would be complacency. And so making sure that you set goals that stretch you, that push you, and having a vision beyond just making more money. And so one of my private clients actually said that she just wanted to make enough to quit her job as a teacher, and that was it. And I kind of pushed her. I'm like, yeah, but what else? Like, you're learning so many cool things that you have a gift that can serve the world with what you do.
Yeah.
And so I shared how, like, we don't have debt anymore. We have money in the bank, and it's a really, like, incredible place to be, and as a gift. And I could just, like, sit comfortable and be like, hey, like, this is cool. But I have goals and vision of, you know, funding entrepreneurs and building orphanages where my husband's from in Senegal, and schools and all these different projects. And I can't do that if I'm just making enough to get by.
Mm.
And so I think challenging your vision and making sure it's big enough.
Big enough. Yes, honey. I have literally 15 vision boards around me right now, and I'm going to a vision board workshop this weekend to do number 16. But you are absolutely correct, because there's so much in this world, you know, that needs our influence, needs our brilliance, so many individuals.
Yep.
And I love that. And I wrote recently that complacency is the champion's nemesis. So you're spot on with that, because you know, you can be cruising along, you're like, well, I'm doing pretty good. But no, you need to relight your own fire.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, those are really, really insightful keys for those that are growing into their success, evolving every single day. And I thought about Lisa Nichols. She mentioned once, remember when she came out on The Secret? And after that, she had like over 9,000 emails
instantly, and she was not prepared to handle that growth spurt. So I'm so glad you talked about that.
Yeah.
In the wings, prepare for that day because it is coming. You're doing all the right things, all those right strategies that you're giving us and showing up consistently, working on our mindset. It's inevitable.
It's inevitable. Yeah, act as if success is inevitable and prepare for those things.
Prepare. Prepare for your prosperity. So we're down to the last 4 minutes,
yes.
Rachel. Tell us anything you'd like for us to know before you leave. You have already made an indelible impression on us. Thank you so much once again for showing up and impacting this world. You are making a powerful, powerful difference in our society. But I want to give the floor for anything that you'd like to share with our audience. It's all yours.
Oh, goodness. I guess just be prepared for the hardships because the hardships of being an entrepreneur, there are so many, and I think that a lot of people don't talk about them. They don't talk about all the challenges and the mindset crap that you go through and making sure that you guard your mind from any negativity. And so I told my executive assistant that I'm like, I need you to be the gatekeeper for me. So, like, you are the one that checks the email first before I do because I need to make sure that I guard my mind from any of that other stuff. So I think making sure you're prepared for that is so key. And just like I said before, like set your vision high and act as if success is inevitable. So I remember actually talking to a financial planner and saying, I'm going to be making a lot of money. I'm not there yet, but it's going to happen. So I need to prepare for this. And so just getting all of those things set up. And again, I was acting as if success was inevitable. And I think that's one thing that you need to start implementing right away.
Oh, yes. Act as if. That right there is our jewel for the journey that we will hold in our heart. We're acting as if. It's already occurred. We're just walking it out. And recently, I literally changed my whole entire diet, like you said, because there's going to be a greater demand. And now you have to perform, as you know, at a higher level. You have to think at a higher level. You have to move at a higher level. And it's so key that we really look from within. As you know, that's where our core strength lies. It's on the inside of us. And so we have to be able to take that hit and keep on moving forward. And I love what you shared earlier about, you know, the greats out there. And if you're in any type of public, you know, space of influence, you are going to get it. And so be prepared for it. Because I know some people, they do shy away from the success because they fear the critics.
Yeah.
And critics don't have power except that which we give it to them.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Wow. This has been rich, rewarding, and I'm so grateful for you. It's 2 minutes to the closing of our show. We've had a powerful queen conversation, I like to call them. Once again, for those that are tuning in on the tail end, Rachel is your go-to girl for pinning. She is a Pinterest strategist, and she has a wealth of wisdom. She has done the thing. You know, she needed a hero, and that's what she became. She overcame her odds, and she let us know there are still challenges, but she's out there walking her vision out step by step. And she has shown us what's possible. Now, what will you go and do with your life? You can connect with Rachel at shesmakingimpact.com. And what was the other one, Rachel?
You can go to pinwithrachel.com. Yep.
Pinwithrachel.com. She has all types of tools to empower you for success. You can work with her directly, but she is definitely the real deal, and we are so absolutely honored to have you on the show today, Rachel. Do you have a favorite quote that you'd like to share with our audience for 60 seconds, and the show is over?
Ooh, a favorite tool?
Favorite quote.
Oh, favorite quote. Oh, goodness. I'm looking at my vision board, and so Tony Robbins says, "Begin to live as though your prayers are already answered."
Yes. It's already been answered. And we want to say thank you so much for showing up on Elevate to Grace. This is the perfect time to make your change because your life depends on it, and your future is waiting on next level. You. Thank you again, and we look forward to empowering you on next time. Have a great day.